You're listening to a 9to5.cc podcast.
Hey everyone, just a quick reminder that if you're going to be making any purchases on Amazon.com, Amazon.ca, or Zazzle.com, please go to www.9to5.cc first and click the links in the sidebar or at the bottom of the page to support the site. It makes no difference to you, but it really helps us out a lot. Enjoy the show. Thanks. And it's Tuesday.
It is.
We only have two more days of the festival.
But we're gonna have content for like days after.
Exactly. I feel like the podcasts are gonna we're gonna go beyond daily, and we're gonna sputter out some point on the weekend.
Sputter out. That's what you said. So I saw Real, a Japanese, I guess a bit of a psycho thriller about a manga artist who possibly tries to kill herself. I missed the first 5 minutes of the flick because I was at another one, but she possibly tries to kill herself or whatever, but she ends up in a coma. Her boyfriend ends up going to use these machines that are like a recently developed technology that lets him go into her mind.
Right, that sounds safe.
Uh-huh. Yeah, nothing could go wrong with this. Yep. And he goes in to try and discover why she's still in a coma, because it's nothing medical. Clearly it is voluntary.
Right.
And he tries to coax her into getting out of the coma and rejoining him in the real world. Unfortunately, dark things in her mind follow him back into the real world, and things get kind of crazy.
Japan.
Yep. What'll they do next? The other movie I saw was Ejecta, which is the follow-up film by the same writer who did Pontypool, which you might remember as being
amazing,
stellar. And it is also directed by the same folks who did...
Who's the writer? The same
writer? Tony Burgess.
Okay.
And directed by the same dude who did partly, so there's two directors, but one of the guys was the same guy who did The Drownsman that we talked about yesterday.
Okay.
So was very, very excited for Ejecta.
Some good credentials going in?
Super good credentials, and basically there is this guy who is reputed on the internet for having been kidnapped by aliens years ago and having all kinds of information about it, and never, like, he releases these videos and these blog posts and whatever where he talks about aliens, and then people kind of, like, he unconsciously delivers messages to a bunch, to, like, a filmmaker to come to his house for no reason. And then
like,
the
subliminally.
Yeah, like, he's not even sure why he did it.
Okay.
Okay, he was controlled by something or whatever.
Okay,
so the filmmaker,
not saying it's aliens.
But it's aliens.
But it's aliens.
So the filmmaker shows up at his house, kind of at the same time as this group of, like, government commandos shows up at his house.
Okay.
And they're trying to hunt him down because he knows something or whatever, and there's this evil scientist chick who wants to rip his body apart to get information about the aliens, and there's a found footage kind of sequence where this like monster alien is running around chasing him.
The listener can't tell right now, but my eyes are wide because this sounds like there's way too much going on.
Unfortunately, the film turned into a gargantuan hot mess.
It already sounds like it.
Little sense, and even the actor who you probably don't recognize from the posters or whatever, but you will when you see him on the screen.
Okay.
Julian Richings was he delivered like a stellar performance, and he has like a delicious face for the gritty, real whatever found footage kind of thing. But in the end, it was a bit of an apocalypse.
You just said a guy had a delicious face.
I mean, delicious in the sense that it was like rich and like, I don't know.
He looks real.
It's like super craggy, and it's full of shadows and kind of ugly and thin, but like rich is maybe a better word. So let's.
So if you could recommend this film, who would you recommend it to? Is it such a mess that you might say nobody?
No. It's not that much of a mess, but it's pretty close. But it's not quite in the like Birdemic.
Yeah,
like territory.
Well, yeah, but Birdemic also has no budget too.
Yeah, this one had a bit of a budget, not a lot, but
at least worked with
it. Yeah, it's definitely above the like Birdemic Shock and Terror, but it's definitely in the hemisphere when you're talking about movies that just like, I guess it got away from people, just didn't make any fucking sense. There are sequences that are like laughably terrible, and they're at the same time like. You know, Julian Richings did a very good performance, and some of the found footage stuff is kind of fun. And there are definitely scenes you're going to laugh at. I don't know if it was intentional or not. Like before, this was the world premiere, and the directors got up and they're like, guys, please laugh at this movie. laugh with us because it's very silly and stupid. And then like the audience was like awkwardly laughing because you didn't quite have the cues, you know, that it was going to be funny on purpose.
Yeah, but that might have been the directors being like, oh man, this got away from us. But it's kind of funny.
Yeah, yeah, no, and that was kind of the impression I got. And Chad Archibald, who I saw speak when he was talking about the Drownsmen, I got the sense from this guy. He knows what he did here. he seems like a real fan of the genre. And I think he was trying to do a found footage alien, whatever genre thing. And then I think it just maybe it was the script, maybe it was whatever. Certainly, the performance of Lisa Hull. She was just like, she was playing like the scientist who was in charge of the commando guys.
Okay.
And she had to kind of like torture what's his face to get the information out of him.
Mm-hmm.
Like she was just so over the top. And the dialogue, wow, man, it was pretty rough. That said, the only way I can recommend this is if it's like you're at a party, there's a bunch of people, you want to like sit down and laugh at a dumb sci-fi movie. That's what this is going to do. It's totally going to deliver on that front. But
gotcha.
don't take this one seriously whatsoever.
Okay. Real recommendations.
Real. This one actually, I like up until minute, I guess, hour like minute 70. I would have said this is a movie that could go on par with The Ring in terms of mixing like scientific or like technology elements with classic horror.
Yeah.
So there's like this weird spooky kid who's like haunting them inside of the thought escape of the girl and back in the real world of the guy. It like builds this wonderful like sense of menace about what's going on. There's like a turbo huge twist that goes on towards the end that makes you want to rewatch the film and just like look at all the pieces that they missed. So all of that was spectacular, and I was just like getting more and more excited by like what a good thing I was in the middle of seeing, and then they fuck it up so spectacularly badly. I don't think I've ever seen a movie give up on being good so quickly and so thoroughly as this.
Is there like a moment where you could abandon the film and it would stay good?
Yeah. that might have actually happened. But if you did that, there would be like so much that just does not get explained.
Okay.
And there would be no like denouement to what is like a pretty emotional ride. So I don't recommend that you do that. Perhaps this is another one that you would want to watch with a bunch of people so you could laugh when the thing happens.
I also guess that like knowing that there's like something bad at the end, if I were to go watch this, I would just be like, okay, I'm going to enjoy
what you're there for, the parts and then that I laugh get when it gets awful.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah, we're going to spoil. I don't, you know, okay, maybe I want to say something more about Ejecta. No, I don't. Let's spoil them.
Okay.
These are the spoilers.
Okay. Let us spoil. What is there to spoil about Ejecta? It doesn't even make any fucking
it's
sense
aliens.
At the end of the movie. It's aliens. The guy had an alien in his head. Another alien shows up and runs around hunting people, and there's the implication that both him and the alien were possessed by another third species of alien that is like evil and making them kill each other or whatever. And then the scientists has never really explained why they know anything about this, although it's very specific. That group of scientists has been operating for 1,365 years or something. I don't know if there was something that happened in like 675 that we should be aware of.
Maybe.
I don't know. Maybe. Whatever. It's not
explained. Google it.
Like, there's just so much stuff that goes into this that just like doesn't make any sense. I don't know what it would have taken to save this movie. If it would have been like approaching things just a little sillier so everybody knew that it was like a comedy and you could kind of like get off on it that way. I don't know, man. It was just a hot mess.
Mm.
A mess, Keith. It was a super big mess.
Maybe so they wrote it really drunk.
What? Maybe, like, no. This guy, having heard Chad speak, he's like too thoughtful for this. Maybe it was in post that they just cut it together all
crazy.
Well, no,
but, or they just like, you know what I mean? Like when you're like, oh yeah, and then this, and oh yeah, and then this, and like when like because there's two writers, and if each writer is kind of like thinking that it's gonna come together,
two directors.
Oh, two directors, or even then whatever. Let's say the writer guy, where you just sort of like you keep piling up ideas on top of itself, and then you're like. You're like, oh, maybe it'll come together in post, or it'll come together on the screen. I have a lot of these ideas.
He did so good with Pontypool. I just don't get it.
Pontypool was very small, though.
It was very small.
There's like three people who talk in that film.
Yeah. But, it hurts. It hurts a little bit, because I expected, my expectations were pretty high going in.
Yeah.
And that, like, I could have had more fun if I wasn't, like, expecting that level of quality.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe. But there was like a torture sequence where he's like tied up to the chair and the scientist, Dr. Girl, who's just like a tragedy, a walking train wreck in the film. And she's like torturing him and it does like the whole stereotypical, you're going to have to torture harder than that. Like, oh my God, it was so bad. Anywho, so real. Okay, this is so cool. So, number one, the first twist. This was excellent. Pretty expected, but still really well done. The guy, in fact, is the one who is in the coma, and the girl, in fact, is the one who is in the machine being put into the thoughtscape to come and visit him.
Okay.
To, like, talk him out.
Kind of Inception styles.
When that happened, I was like, boom, this is good. You guys are going to a good place. Where they fucked it up is when the gigantic CG dinosaur showed up on the screen.
Hmm.
I wish I was joking, but that happened. At the start of the film, the chick is saying, I had this picture I painted of a dinosaur when I was a little girl, and I need it for inspiration. Can you go and find that picture for me? And he's like, okay, I'm going to go find that picture. And so he runs around. There's a whole big thing of him like going to visit all the places where they lived. They lived together on an island way off of the coast of Japan, so it's like a much more insular community, reminiscent, again, of The Ring, where they were on that little island, blah, blah, blah. It was like spooky and rundown.
Yep.
Well done. But then... Okay, it's a plesiosaur is the dinosaur, which you'll remember is an aquatic dinosaur with a really long neck and a tiny head, right? So this plesiosaur keeps coming back up. They keep going into this thing. Eventually, it is revealed that when they were young, there was a boy who was being bullied, and then he drowned while teasing them, and he, in his head, like felt really bad. He blamed himself for the drowning of the little boy. The boy became like a plesiosaur in effigy. And then while they're in his thoughtscape, and he's, like, letting himself die, she goes back in, the plesiosaur shows up and, like, chases them around and shit. And so, like, you build all this tension, this wonderful, thoughtful, intellectual tension based on, like, childhood horror and memories and whose head are we in and whatever, and then you make a giant fucking CG dinosaur show up and chase people around. It was, like, like a 180-degree turn from where that movie could have gone.
Hmm.
I don't know what the fuck they were thinking. In what universe is this a good idea?
Right. I don't even know, man.
I don't even know, man. Like, guys, it's gonna be great.
Dinosaurs.
It's gonna be really creepy, like The Ring, and then it's gonna be a fucking CG dinosaur like Jurassic Park. It'll be amazing.
Well, now you say it like that, it does sound amazing.
Oh my God.
No, it sounds like they jumped a shark, they jumped a plesiosaur.
Oh, wow. Why, guys? Why?
All right.
Why? Alrighty. Coming up next, what are we going to see? I know we're going to have a whole ton of shit to see because I'm going to see stuff today like The Search for Wang Wang, which I'm very pumped, and Frank, and Summer of Blood, and Metalhead, and Wetland. So there's a whole bunch of movies coming up, and we're seriously 3 days away from the end of this festival.
And then we're going to keep going with the podcast, probably.
Yep.
Until we run out.
Well...
Bye, everyone.
Bye, everyone.
Hey, guys, it's me again. Just a quick reminder. 9to5.cc is a fan-made, fan-supported website. That means we don't have any sort of an advertising budget. The only way we really have to get our name out there is by our fans sharing us, liking us, and supporting us. So if you enjoy what we're doing, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. We're there. Tell your friends that this podcast is happening, then it's a lot of fun. Also, if you like what we're doing, we do have a podcast for the rest of the year, John and I, called 9to5 Entertainment System that we do with the other founders of the sites, Scott and Sophie, and we also have another podcast that we do through the rest of the year called Go Plug Yourself, for myself and Walter J. Ling, talk to people that have interesting stuff coming up in Montreal. So once again, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, we're on both of them. If you see us at the festival, come say hey, and keep listening and keep enjoying the show. We're going to try to keep having episodes pretty much on a daily basis. Fantasia has been so great so far, so yeah, I'm done. Here we go. Thanks for listening.
9to5.cc. We're not working. Why should you? Thanks for listening.